Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. I am going to play White Christmas until 12:25. It's a beautiful song. It was written by a white man and originally made famous by another white man named Bing Crosby. But the group that's singing it tonight are all black, and they are one of the finest groups that ever did a rock and roll. They are the Drifters, and nobody does it better than the Drifters. So, I dedicate that to the lady that came out today and said Darth Vader was a racist. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How hard up are we for attention? That's unbelievable. And now I hear that Ted Cruz is doing a dance. The maniac, he's a maniac. You know, the media is really, they're disgraceful. They're absolutely disgraceful. Trump has been on the road for 5 months, and they hang on his every word to find a word they can hang him with. So Trump called Ted Cruz a maniac, and now all of the communists are all dancing around the maypole because they're going to bring Trump down, and it's really sad. But that's not going to happen, because God is good, and God is everywhere. And I got a joke for you, and I heard it in church Sunday. A burglar is casing a neighborhood. He's looking for a house to rob. And he sees in front of one house a family is loading up their Suburban with suitcases, and it looks like they're going on vacation. So he waits till they leave, and then he goes around back, and he's got an easy way to get into the back, through the back door, and the place is real dark. And so to play it cool, to make sure there's nobody in there, he says, "Is there anybody here?" And a voice says, "I see you, and Jesus sees you." The guy goes, "What?" He goes, "Who's that?" And the voice again says, "I see you, and Jesus sees you." So he has a little flashlight, and he shines the light in the direction of the voice, and it's a parrot in a cage. So he turns on the lights, and when he turns on the lights, there's a big Doberman wearing a chain and a silver cross. And the parrot says, "Attack, Jesus!" Okay, I thought you'd get a kick out of that. And so we're wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy Holy Days. We don't go for no moment of silence. That's a communist muzzle, and we don't go for that happy holiday crap. When you say happy holiday to me, you're saying F you, Christian. When you say season's greetings to me, you better know what season you're talking about. Is it deer season, trout season, mating season? If it's mating season, we might be able to talk. It's unbelievable. What's the other one they do? They do another one. And I like the ad. I got to plug OAN News. They got an ad. It's a knockoff of Starbucks. Remember Starbucks tried to start a race war? Using their cups with the word race on it. Guy goes in for a cup of coffee, and the guy giving him the coffee says, "Let's talk about race." He says, "Listen, I just raced down here to get this cup of coffee, and I'm not listening to no crap. Just give me my coffee and let me go." So then he... Now they all jog over to Dunkin' Donuts because the Indians don't play the race card. And they're very polite people. They're very nice people. And you know, they have a way of talking, Indians. And like when they finish what they're saying, they move their heads. You ever see how they move their heads? In rhythm, right? I was in Dubai, and there was an Arab guy complaining about the Indians. He says, "They're always rolling their heads." He said, "I said to one Indian, I'll give you $10,000 if you don't roll your head." And the Indian said, "Okay," and he rolled his head. Unbelievable. But anyway, it's a small world. You never know where you're going to end up, especially now and today. When you go to church on Christmas Eve, go to Midnight Mass. It's one of the most beautiful masses you can go to. You don't have to be Catholic to go. You just sneak yourself in, sneak yourself out. It's beautiful. It's a real Christmassy time. But anyway, I forgot what I was going to say about Midnight Mass. Okay. December 25th is the official birthday of Jesus on the Gregorian calendar. That's the calendar. Every time you look at it, you're practicing the Catholic religion. Of course, the calendar was written by Pope Gregory. All right, so anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy Holy Days. And I'll tell you a little story about one of my grandsons. When my grandson was going to a public school, I think he was like in his first year of high school, he told me that when they start the Pledge of Allegiance in all the classes over the intercom, that there are people who stand up and turn their back on the flag, and other people slumped down in their chairs. I was shocked to learn that, because you could never do that in my school. Yeah. You would have been impaled on the eagle that rests on top of the flagpole. But anyway, I have another grandson, a younger grandson, and he went from Catholic preschool, a beautiful Catholic preschool. And you know what scared me every time I went to that Catholic preschool? It was wide open. Anybody could come in and gun those kids down. It had no protection. And that I always worried about that. And there was an entrance and an exit in every classroom. It would have been a nightmare. Now, when I went to grammar school, we didn't have to worry about things like that, because the nuns would kill you. You would pray that the cops came. But the only drills that I had when I was in grammar school was duck and cover in case the communists drop a nuke. That was the only thing we had to worry about and be afraid of, was the Cold War starting up nuclear, which is a great cause of Iranian global warming. If you want to see global warming, wait till the Iranians get the first nuke. And the meeting will be canceled, I guarantee you. Yeah, the global warming meeting will be canceled because 5,000 degrees. Red Fox used to say, you know, you don't have to worry about color. You don't have to be divided over color. He says, when the first nuke goes off, everybody's going to be black and crisp. It's true, right? So I have another grandson, and he went from Catholic preschool to public grammar school. His youngest sister, by 2 years, is still in Catholic preschool. At dinner, the girl led, when we were down there one time, she led and said the grace before meals. And her brother, out of a clear blue sky, turned to her and said, you won't be saying that when you get to public school. And I said to him, why not? And he replied, I've been there 89 days and not one prayer has been said. I asked him, do they say the Pledge of Allegiance? God is chest, and he proudly said, yes, we do. Oh, and I had a second thought. I'll tell you about the Pledge of Allegiance. These kids are now going to public school. And do you know what part of their training is? Besides fire drills, it's go to a secure area so you won't get shot. How's that? You think the country hasn't changed? And it hasn't started yet. I think that those people in St. Bernardino jumped the gun. They had bigger plans for bigger damage. And the male terrorist had it in for a conservative Jew, and he got in an argument with him, and he couldn't take it anymore, and I think he jumped the gun. And his argument triggered him and set him off. So, and now I hear they were buying cell phones, a lot of cell phones in one town, I forget in what state, but now I hear that they're afraid they're going to be used to detonate propane tanks. Wait till Chuck Schumer and Mario Cuomo start to call for seizing propane tanks. They're going to do away with barbecues. We're going to be living in hell, man. I got to tell you. So anyway, I said to him, do they say the Pledge of Allegiance in your school? And he stuck out his chest. He said, yes, we do, Grandpa. I said, let me hear you say it. And so he starts, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. And I was listening for that. I thought that would be erased. With liberty and. And as he says the word and, he pauses to remember the rest. And his little sister shouts, deliver us from evil. Amen. So God lives. I put up pictures of GIs on a couple of guys that are wounded, you know, that lost their legs. My opening picture is a beautiful girl running on the beach, and she was in the military. and beautiful. She's in a bikini and she's running on the beach. She's got a ponytail and you can see the wind in her hair. And she's missing her 2 feet. She's running on banana shoes. You know those prostheses. Really sad. Really sad. So, but most of the GIs that are on display up there, they're called the Fort Leavenworth 10. They are serving 15 to 20 years for unpremeditated murder on the battlefield. A communist PC crime lie. Many were convicted by judges who never saw combat. But the greatest crime that is committed by the government, who likes to kill veterans, the greatest crime is their sentence was passed on to their wives and children. 15 to 20 years of poverty and shame. Is that the American way? That we can throw prison widows and prison orphans to the wolves? Is that any way to fly an airline? Tell me I'm still living in the USA. This is not the country I inherited. Hang in a second, we'll give you a tune. Then we'll warm up. This, I hope, happens to Obama. You know, mosque violence has been going on in the United States a long time. People just don't keep track of it. 40 years ago in New York City, precinct got a 911 call that a policeman was being taken down at such and such an address. So they called the 1013 and all cops responded. They didn't say, whoever called said this is Detective Tom Brady, but it turned out that it wasn't Detective Tom Brady. And when the cops got to the address, it turned out to be a mosque with the doors wide open and unguarded. So the cops running in thought that the altercation must have been going up on the second floor. So they charged up to the second floor. And as they were charging up to the second floor, the mosque doors downstairs were locked. And when they got upstairs, there were 30 Muslims waiting for them. And they're still believing that it's just a slugfest. And they got overpowered and disarmed. And one of the cops got killed. And at the time, the mayor's name was Lindsay, and he was running for the presidency. The police commissioner's name was Patrick Murphy. And according to the book, which you should get and read if you want to know about police work and how the police department operated 40 years ago, it's called The Circle of Six. Charlie Rangel was involved, and he went to the officer in charge and said, there's a mob gathering outside. This is going to become a racial incident. You better get your people out of here. And they pulled out and they left the cop upstairs, the dead cop. There was blood on the clothes of certain criminals, and they destroyed all the evidence. And according to, I think, the book, the police commissioner, an Irishman, went political, and justice was not served. And the cop who died, his name was Cardillo. And I wonder if he got justice. So I put out the word to Mel Gibson to make it a movie. What chances do you think that movie will have under the communist regime that's running the country now? You got a better chance of seeing the movie Darth Vader, the racist. Yeah. Darth Vader, the Uncle Tom. Unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. Okay. So having said that, I flash back when I heard that story to another story on this PC crap. And the story I heard is close to home. We have a friend that we know and love who happens to be Brazilian. And she became an American citizen probably now 3 years ago. And some of us went to her swearing-in ceremony to become an American citizen. And one guy that went was a New York City cop. And he was totally upset at the swearing-in ceremony, because it consisted of an American representative of the government telling all of these new American citizens, and the majority was Chinese or Orientals, I'll say, and Latinos and Africans. And the representative from the U.S. government stood up and told them, when you go out into the United States, you're going to be considered a second-rate citizen. You're going to be looked down on, and you're going to be discriminated against. If anybody insults you because of your color, here's my phone number. You call me. If anybody denies you housing because of your color, here's my phone number. You call me. If anybody discriminates against you in any way, and all these people have their little American flags, they're looking forward to becoming American citizens, you call me. This guy has already planted the seeds of distrust in the minds of open-minded people. So when they left the assembly area, a lot of the American flags went in the garbage. And they were out there looking for somebody to start a fight with. And that was done to them by American representatives who should be put up against the wall and shot. And that night, we took that girl out to dinner, and we went to an all-white restaurant. And she is dark. And, of course, she was dressed in her finest. And she was, I said, "You don't look happy. What's the matter?" She says, "I don't feel comfortable here." Of course, she had heard that bastard that filled her head. And I go, "Why not?" She says, "Everybody's looking at me. It's because of my color." I said, "No, it's not. The women are looking at you because they're jealous, and the men are looking at you because you're beautiful." You know? And that's sad. That's really sad. And that's how we've been pitted one against the other. And that's all communist tactics. So, now having said that, here's something else I learned. The Brazilians speak Portuguese. And a lot of girls, a lot of Brazilian girls, you know, they work like in Macy's. And a lot of Latinos who speak Spanish come up to them. And because they look Latino, they speak to them in Spanish. And I didn't realize this because you think all Latinos think the same way. The Brazilian girls get annoyed. They say, "I'm not Spanish. I'm Brazilian. Speak English." It's unbelievable. So you know what I told them when they told me that? I says, "You know what? That's Obama's fault. Instead of giving Obama a phone, he should have given Rosetta Stone." And Rosetta Stone works because I know a gringo who fell in love with a Brazilian girl and he learned Portuguese in 3 weeks. You see, the incentive has to be there. Yes. It's unbelievable. So, we got to come together, folks, or else we're all going to end up on the gallows. Like Ben Franklin once said, "Gentlemen, if we don't hang together, surely we will all hang separately." This is Spanish. Okay, we're back, and I'm going to give you another tune. This is an old doo-wop group. I got two songs. I'm going to give you the one when people used to fall in love. Not like today, where you got a girl from Colombia carrying a mattress around, shouting, "Bartender, champagne."
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly?
Isn't that beautiful? That's from the 50s. That's when people got married for life. There was only one lawyer to a neighborhood, and nobody used them. It's unbelievable. Okay, I turned on my radio today, and I hear Rush Limbaugh. And he's stabbing Donald Trump in the back. I can't believe it. Because up until Pearl Harbor today, he was always positive on Trump. But I guess, you know, the underground, the Rhino underground, is putting out the message, Trump has to go. Now, I'm not saying that Rush Limbaugh is a Rhino, but I am saying that what he did today was a no-no. So here's what I said about it. Rush Limbaugh, and I got to tell you something about conservative talk show hosts. They were deathly afraid of using the word communist. They hardly ever will say communist. You know why? They're afraid of being labeled a McCarthyite. That's how heavy the communist muzzle is on the people in this country. A moment of silence is a muzzle against prayerful people. Don't buy that crap. Jesus wants to hear you shouts of joy. Rush Limbaugh surfaces and thrusts the toga dagger into Trump. reading the Democrat Rhino Rat. There's no difference between Democrats and Republicans. It's a shade. That's all it is a shade. And speaking of Democrats, look at their party platform, the all-inclusive party. They got three white people up there. If they were turkey, it would be all white meat, man. There isn't anybody of color up there. Not any color. And look at the rhinos and Republicans. The Republicans, a mosaic. We have the mosaic. It's unbelievable, man. We got Greeks, we got Italians, we got African Americans, and we got the two Latinos. And let me tell you something. Anybody that calls a black American an Uncle Tom doesn't know the story of Uncle Tom, because Uncle Tom was Christ-like. Uncle Tom was picking cotton in the fields with all other slaves, and if he didn't have a bag full at the end of the day, he got whipped. And there was a woman out there who was very weak, and she was sickly, and she was picking cotton, and she didn't have a full bag, and she was going to get whipped. She had a third of a bag, and Uncle Tom swapped bags with her, and he took the whipping. What's more Christ-like than that? So when you pay a black American a compliment by calling him Uncle Tom, you're saying he's Christ-like. So Rush Limbaugh surfaces, and all the Democrat wannabes are coming in for the kill. Even Town Hall magazine, which I thought was a conservative magazine, they had a rat woman on Fox today, and she was stabbing with the ice pick into Trump's heart. And she was in sync with a communist, a Democrat, who was also trashing Trump. So now you got the Republicans joining with the Democrats to kill Trump. Yeah. It's really sad, man. So Trump stands alone. He did a wrong thing. He never should have said that Cruz is a maniac. He shouldn't have said it. He crossed the line. He made a boo-boo. But we're not going to hang him for it, are we? Huh? He didn't leave anybody on a rooftop in Benghazi, did he? So, Trump stands alone, but he's not going to fall. And he already called out the Des Moines Register. I tell you what scares me about this. When they announced that Iowa is going to go for Cruz, that unnerved me, because I just didn't see it. Trump has called out the Des Moines Register, which has a big influence on Iowans, as phony. And it's sad to see the rhino influence on the, I call it the Iowa carcasses, because they've been butchered. And all of the money and all of the pressure that the Republican Party can bring with the help of the Democrats is focused on Iowa to stop Trump. They try to kneecap Trump on the first debate. Fox News was part of the assassination team. 2 months before that debate, Fox News was putting out little innuendos, digs, guffaws, you know, little asides. You know, he's not really, you know that, you know. And that's what Fox did for 2 months before the first debate. And then you saw what happened on the first debate. And Megyn Kelly, who was on the ascent, who was rising high in the Fox chain, she self-destructed. Trump came to the debate with 24 million viewers. He brought them customers. And after they, Wallace and the guy with the big head and Megyn Kelly, they kneecapped them. Trump came with 24 million. He left with 25 million. And Megyn Kelly is finished. She will never sing a prima donna. It's very. Well, she'll never dance prima ballerina ever again. And so Trump alone stands alone, and he does stand alone. They've successfully isolated him. And now everything hinges on tomorrow night's debates. And you know CNN has already got their marching orders, kill Trump. They're going to set him up. They're going to give him crappy questions that call for crappy answers. They're going to ignore him. Do you know what? I was watching One American News one night. I was watching Fox, and Trump was on. I forget what he was in South Carolina or something. He's been through the South, and he's a Yankee. He's a Yankee. He's a New Yorker, and yet he commands the love and affection of Southerners, because they know he's a straight shooter, and he's going to do what he says he's going to do. These other politicians, they'll slam the door in your face once they're in office. They're all politicians. They're no good. But anyway, so Trump is giving a speech. I think it was South Carolina. And he's feeding the audience some lines, and the audience is coming right back. They're bouncing. It's like tennis. He throws the ball. They hit it back. The crescendo was building and building. And at exactly at the peak of his performance, Fox went to 5 commercials. So I quickly swing over to OAN, One American News. There's Trump, uninterrupted for the whole presentation, from start to finish, not one commercial. What does that tell you? 5 commercials? Okay. We went back and we checked, and we only did 4 commercials. Yeah. And sticking our tongues out doesn't count. So it's really sad. Trump made a mistake going after Cruz, and I begged him not to. And I begged Cruz not to also, you know, because one attack requires a counterattack. But Trump made a bad call. And if he don't walk anything back, Trump, he don't back down. That's it. When he says torpedoes los, that's it, man. But if he was smart, he would say he used a bad description of Cruz. And he should say why he likes Cruz, because he does like Cruz. He's just looking at a competitor to squash. But you can rest assured that if Trump becomes president, Cruz could very well become vice president. Or Supreme Court judge, because somebody asked Trump and he liked that idea. And couldn't we use a guy like Cruz on the Supreme Court? So Trump stands alone. This is sad because Trump Cruz would have given us 16 years to get the country out from under communist control. Trump said, if I get Iowa, I run the table. Now all of the vultures and all of the rhinos are going to come in for a piece of them, and they're all going to demand something. And that would have been great. Please don't tell me, because now he's got to do deals. Who's going to be on this committee? Who's going to be on that committee? What are you going to do with this and that? Blah, blah, blah. They got him to sign the no third party agreement. He said, I will not start a third party. But you know what? He could start a second one, because there's really only one party here. The Republicans control the House and the Senate, and they can't get anything done. They can't get anything done. When are they going to get something done? Oh, we need the president too. I'll tell you what. How about we give the presidency to Trump, and we replace all you guys with the guys Trump wants? Yeah. This is sad because Trump and Cruz could have given us 16 years to get the country up and running. What I'm worried about is that Hillary will beat Cruz. She's got a powerful machine. They got all liars on their side. They don't have to tell the truth about anything. Did you see anybody draining any lakes by Hillary's house? Yeah. The server. I thought she was playing tennis the way they were talking about the server. Hillary could get 2 terms. She could get 10 to 20 for espionage and 20 to 50 for murder. Unless the RNC and DNC use Cruz to destroy Trump, and then they destroy Cruz. And Rush Limbaugh's endorsement in back patting, when I turned him on, he said, "I knew it. I knew it. I predicted it." They all predict after. They predict the storm after the sun comes out. Yeah. And I call it what it is. It's total cagada de toro, or the poop from the bull. All the deal-making, bribe-taking snakes are now out in the open. They've all come in to finish Trump. They're looking for his demise tomorrow night. I warned Trump and Cruz not to slam each other. That was the trap that Fox News was laying and praying for. We had a chance to stop Obama and prevent Clinton. They say there's a year left with Obama. Well, is December going to be a big month for Obama in 2016? I don't think so. You think November will be? I don't think so. So he's got 10 months left. Let's pray. Let's pray to God that he does no more damage than he can possibly do and still let the country stand. We had a chance to stop Obama and prevent Clinton. Now we are back to squabble and lose. There are rhinos and conservatives. I learned recently about rhinos. I always knew that meant Republicans in name only. But I didn't realize the whole party was rhino. Percentage of the party is rhino. And I always felt conservatives were true blue. However, I know one conservative who voted to burn the flag, and everybody loves him as a conservative. I'm not going to give his name because he's deceased, and I don't want to spit on anybody's grave. But he fooled a lot of people. Anybody that votes to burn the flag is a traitor in my mind. I don't want to hear this freedom of speech crap. That was dreamt up by Stalin, Lenin, and Beria. That flag is the shroud of many Americans, and no son of a bitch has the right to burn it. I had a UPS guy come to my door wearing a T-shirt. And you know what it said on the T-shirt? If you burn my flag, I'll burn your face. Boy, you know how many guys must have turned him in? And you know what he was doing? He was watching all the Muslims. He was watching what packages they were getting, because some of the Muslims, they wouldn't come to the door. You have to leave the package. And he said there was one Muslim area he was watching because they were getting a lot of packages. So there are people out there that have an eye out. Where is he now? Oh, I think he's the head of UPS. No, I'm only kidding. And I wouldn't give you the real location anyway, right? I wouldn't give you the real company. I'm not as stupid as I look. We had a chance to stop Obama and prevent Clinton. Now we're back to squabble and lose. There are rhinos and conservatives who plan to vote for Hillary. The only party that holds the line is the Democamos. They, to a man, hold the line. They don't break. It could be anything. It could be killing kids. If they say we're going to pass legislation to double the body count in the chop shops, they would all vote lockstep. Turned on a radio show this morning, and I forget what network it was on. It was not a real popular. I didn't recognize the guy that was talking on the show, and he had an open phone. He had an open phone, and who are you voting for? And I listened through 6 phone calls. Everyone was for Trump. I was surprised. I thought that the communists had already succeeded in taking them down. Then I turned on C-SPAN, and they were doing a Trump discussion, Trump or a Cruz discussion, and call if you're a Democrat, and call another number if you're a Republican. I don't know what party this guy was in that called, but he was from Vermont. And the guy receiving the phone call says, "Okay, so-and-so, you're on. Go ahead." And you know what he asked him? "What are you putting in your anus?" And the guy couldn't believe what he was hearing. And he didn't say anus, you know. And the guy couldn't believe that they cut him right off. But he got his shot in, you know. Another crazy strikes a blow for craziness. It's unbelievable. Okay. So the fate of the nation is now in the hands of the good old boys clubs. If Trump doesn't take Iowa and he's not able to run the table, there's going to be the Republicans will self-destruct. And the only one that can beat Hillary is Trump, Carson, and Cruz. Nobody else. And the one that can beat her best is Trump, because he's already said she's killed hundreds of thousands of people. And he's right. She killed 3,000 in New York when her and her husband looked the other way while Osama bin Laden sharpened this box cutter in the Hindu Kush, and they had an opportunity to get him into Sudan. The government was going to turn him over to President Pinocchio Pants, but he played politically correct, and he probably took some Saudi money. Yep, Saudi money gets around. Did you know that there were 55 congressmen who took money from CARE? Did they register as agents of a foreign country? How is it that the communists always seem to have the legal edge and the legal way out and the legal way around? The ACLU has a big member that just had to resign because he called for the assassination of Trump. The ACLU was founded by a guy named Roger Baldwin. He was a communist. They haven't changed. I'll give you another tune. We'll do another harp tones. My one and only love. See, love is gone from the United States. You know when it went? You know when it died? It died in the 60s. Love is gone from the United States. And you know what else is gone from the United States? A national conscience. And you know what else is gone from the United States? The Ten Commandments. They took it down. They took it down. They don't want you to know when you do wrong. And here's something. There's a drug plague coming. They're reporting that in Puerto Rico, 1 out of 6 Puerto Ricans is a heroin addict. If you're close to that product, it's going to jump out and bite you. It gets everybody. We now have a plague, a drug plague. Obama has made the biggest drug deal in the history of organized crime. He's made a deal to bring in drugs from Cuba. Oh, he didn't do it. He just opened the doors. That's what he did. He should be singing with the doors. He just opened the doors because you're going to get the finest weed you ever had. You're going to get a finest high you ever had. And then one day, they're going to call you the J word. Junkie. And you know what? The weed will be too expensive with the tax and everything because the government's got to get their cut. The government, the symbol of the United States government is the Godfather, Don Fanucci. The Don in The Godfather, Don Fanucci. Now you got a nice white suit, nice and clean, nice white hat, little cape, comes in to the grocery store, he opens up the cash register, takes his cut. That's the federal government. I just want to wet my beak a little. Now they're going after FanDuel. They're going after FanDuel. And what's the other one? You know what I'm talking about. It's gambling. It's gambling, so therefore we can tax it. How about you outlaw it if it's gambling? Oh, no, we need that revenue. Give that guy another shot of heroin over there. Put the tax on. The tax is on us. We're in trouble. So I'm going to give you the Harptones, my one and only love. I'll bring you back to a day when it was no drugs. No drugs. You can't believe that. No divorce. You had to go to Mexico to get a divorce. Or one slick lawyer said, Nevada. Yeah. One man, one woman, one marriage. No freak shows. Love was forever. And church bells used to ring when you got married. Okay, I have a list for President Obama. It's called my bullshot checker. And I have questions, you know, and I've got the lie detector machine here. And it's off the Richter scale. But here's what it says. Here's one of the questions. Name our 65 allies. He's always talking about 65 allies. I say, name our 65 allies. We have two. St. Kitts and us. St. Kitts just dropped out. Name our Muslim allies. Let's set up a phone bank and the Muslims can call in that support the USA. Okay, we've had the phone bank up for a week. and nobody's called. Got 100 phones, not one ding-a-ling. Oh, there's a phone. What is it? No, we don't want to buy any My Pillows. Name the real, your Mr. President, name your real enemy besides Christianity. Name the 57 states that took part in the Crusades. If the teleprompter went down, could you finish your 14-minute speech? Why are you threatening 300 million Americans with charges of discrimination? When you said it, when it comes down to us or them, I'm with them. Did you really say that? Why is your phony air war falling? Why are 75% of the planes returning with their ordnance? How do you go off with a bomb load and then have to get over the drop zone and call for permission to drop the bombs, and they say, don't drop them, come back? 75% of the planes are returning. Now, how risky is that when those planes come back with a load of bombs still attached to their wings? Are you putting American lives in danger? Why do you blame us and not the enemy? And after you spoke, Donald Trump wasn't allowed to respond on Fox. Instead, they gave it to Marco Rubio. Rob O'Neill, I call him Princely O'Neill, that's the guy that killed bin Laden. When he killed bin Laden, why was the news not released until 10:30 on a Sunday night? Do you imagine the celebration that would have taken place for a whole week if it had been announced prior to the weekend? How much more will you hurt us before you're forced to leave? After 911 and 3,100 dead, I ask, what is the magic number that will enforce an entire country to come together and wreak holy hell on the people who are killing our country? We've also added to that 3,100. They'll tell you it's 2,900, but that they're Democrats that do the 2,900 count. Americans count the 200 unborn who died with their mothers. Everybody was pro-life. So it's 3,100. And those babies should be named, and they should be put next to their mother on that memorial wall. So, 4,600 troops you got to add to the 3,100. And then that's what Bush lost in Afghanistan. And 461 dead in 8 years of Bush in Afghanistan. He only lost 461. Obama has lost, I stopped keeping track at 2,400. My guess is between 2,400 and 3,000. And they were covered up. They were classified as NATO troops to be identified later. And the wounded increase under Bush was 7-1. Under Obama, it's 10-1. And I asked, what's the magic number before America's going to get mad? And Walid Shubat, an expert on terrorism, says it's more than a million. So I'm going to give you a little, another 50s song called Heaven on Earth, When People Fell in Love.
Heaven on earth, that's what you've made for me since the day we met. Heaven on earth, it's all been so thrilling. Thank you.
Okay. Did you like that? Give you a quick marching tone. Close with the Star Spangled Banner. And think about all the guys who died to protect that red, white, and blue. And never let anybody desecrate it. They intend to also desecrate me and you. Have a nice night, folks. God keep you safe.